eat all day on Friday. A good deal. Yeah, strike's never good. Good. My wife was sitting there and she ordered a whole bunch of stuff through Chewy, you know. And it probably was like 6 o'clock at night. Next day was on the porch. I kid you not, it was on the porch. And it wasn't in the evening either. I got home from work and the ring thing showed that the stuff was like dropped off at 1 o'clock. Now how the hell do you do that? There had to been like a close Amazon warehouse somewhere locally, you know. Well, I say locally, I mean, I don't mean like in our town, but, you know, Flint, Saginaw. Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I still try to do shopping, you know, at local stores. Try not to order stuff, but hey, you know, when it comes to certain things, you just can't find around here in Saginaw or Midland, you know. Yeah, gotta order it. I just miss Radio Shack. It just was a good place to go if you needed a couple packs of resistors or capacitors or something, you know. Miss that. Now you gotta order stuff. That's a bummer. So, yeah, as far as work weather forecast, I miss that one guy who used to do the weather. I can't remember if it was Channel 25. I think it was Channel 25. Badgie. Actually, I liked him pretty much. He was a pretty good meteorologist. He explained a lot of stuff to you that he didn't know, you know. Kind of educated you instead of these wing nuts that stood in front of the camera and just pointed and stuff, you know. Actually, talked about, like, the Aurora Borealis, you know. Explained the phenomena and when you'd be seeing it, when you wouldn't, where to look. These yahoos now, eh? What do you call them, millennials? Click a button and point and screw up.